When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
I'm in the mood for something just a little bit wild.
God!
Now or never, here it comes.
Take yourself on a journey into the unknown.
Yeah!
Are you ready?
Attention!
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass!
Oh, 35!
Ready, rock!
This is good stuff. I want to share something with you.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
And it's Friday, baby! How you guys doing? I guess you guys do not listen too good. Maybe next time I should say put your listening ears on. Today I'm going live at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on YouTube. Figured I'd do a live show and stuff like that, and 5 p.m. Central is a good time for me to do it. I got the China doll here, pantsless and everything. She finally got to me last night, and, you know, I did a romp, and I lasted more than freaking two pumps. I feel freaking really good about myself. How you doing, China doll?
I am doing well.
That's just good.
How are you?
You know what? I ain't doing so good. You know, even though it was a good night last night, I have finally realized that they should just put me in a box or something and throw me away, because PC in the club scene and the biker scene is driving me fucking crazy. I went to an unnamed event yesterday. And, you know, I'm wearing my Peckerwood shit, and they're like, you know, that might offend somebody. You know, there's, you know, this ain't the 1990s, this ain't the early 2000s, you know, we have to watch out because some people are mixed. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Are you shitting me? Really? This is coming from bikers and from a club? Are you dumb?
Yeah, next time don't wear your white pride hat.
You know, I'm sitting there thinking, what the fuck has happened here? I'm crazy now, man.
Times have changed, haven't they?
You know what? And they haven't changed for the good.
No. No. Not after hearing what everything
this political correctness shit has made its way into the club scene. This is just unfucking real. I never, ever, ever, ever thought that this scene would be taken over by some shit like that. Could you imagine them in the 70s where the Swazis were all fucking popular? And it didn't mean you supported Nazism. It meant that you used it to scare away from the general public.
I'm just in shock and awe over the conversation that we had last night. And I'm like, boy, have times changed since the 90s. I can't believe it.
I guess now I know what the old timers felt like when I was first around. Like, we were a bunch of assholes. But, you know, at least we were on par with what everything was supposed to be about. And now it's like, you're fucking crazy, man.
It's totally crazy. I can't,
I looked at my buddy and we're both like, what the fuck is going on here?
Was that like your cue to leave?
Yeah, we were like, you know what, this just is, yeah, no, okay, no, this is, no.
No. Gotta go.
So, I guess bluntness and politically bluntness is out.
Yeah.
Politically correct is in.
Yeah, it's what it seems like.
And another thing, you know, I found out, you know, how all these clubs that are popping up, okay? nobody's doing nothing about it. I heard somebody say, yeah, you know, we seen this, and then I was like, okay, did you grab the fucking vest? What? Well, no. What the fuck are you bitching about then?
Back in the day, it wouldn't have happened
that way. It wouldn't have happened that way.
Nope. You would have snagged it.
You know what? I think it is. I am hugely disappointed in the scene. I believe that the Greybeards are probably kicking themselves in the fucking head right now. Because I can't imagine what they're going through. I never thought this would ever have happened.
It's a sad state of affairs.
Big time sad state of affairs. You see me when I came home yesterday. I was dumbstruck.
The look on your face was priceless. And I'm just like, I didn't say anything because when you came home, you came to the gas station. And I'm like, okay, that was not a good night just by the look on your face. I'm like, things did not go as planned.
Right.
You're just, the look on, if looks can kill. Mm-hmm. People would have been dead last night when right. you walked in. I was like, what the hell happened? Talk to you later. After you get off work. Okay. Oh, wow.
I wanted to pull my hair out, and I don't got no hair.
You would have been ripping off that mohawk or ripping off that goatee.
That mohawk looks good, man, by the way. Mm. I think everybody's enjoying the Viking look.
The Viking look?
Yes. I look like a fucking Viking, man. Either even that's probably too not politically correct now.
Old man with the mohawk.
It's probably like people that you're a white supremacist. Oh my god, really?
Oh god, they probably would too, wouldn't they?
Yes.
It's terrible. What is this world coming to, people?
It was funny. You know, because I brought up something because somebody offered me a beer and shit. I was like, you know what? I haven't drank since 1997. JD got the better of me back then. And the dude says, wow, I was 5 years old at the time.
How does that make you feel?
It was like, no wonder everything's fucking PC around here. And it's not even Generation X. It's Generation Z now. I was like, you guys are a bunch of fucking punks, man.
Dude, how do you think I feel when I check IDs? Anything that's dated in 1900s. You don't even have to look at the rest of the date.
Right.
They're over 21. The hell?
Things have changed.
I know, it's sad.
And I went with Denny, and Denny thinks just like me. You know, Denny's been around. He's around our age and stuff like that. And his eyes were freaking blown up.
Mm-hmm. He was like, why are we here?
That's basically what happened.
Why are we here? Let's just go ride. This is dumb. Can we leave?
I finally figured out why I got the hate mail now.
Why?
Because this PC is infiltrated everything. They do not know how, and they don't know how to comprehend the way we thought and the way I think now. They can't comprehend it.
No.
Now I see why all the hate mail comes in.
And a lot of them are, if you being that, I'm sure they're not going to tell you their age. They were probably five when it was 1997.
I was like, the things that happened back then, and they, I'm at a loss for words. It's no, true. I'm not going to change my fucking style, because that's just not who I am if I try to change all PC and shit. I'd rather just have a core group of fucking listeners than to freaking change who I am. Mm-hmm. I'm not a sellout. Mm-mm. I will never sell out. But to hear that somebody might be offended by what I'm wearing, I was like, you're damn lucky, man, because half the shit I got on my vest would make you freak.
I would probably make them cry.
Literally.
Literally. 100%. I'm sorry. I'm kind of speechless with all of that. Kind of makes me just keep laughing.
Have you guys, you know what, really, guys, if you're listening to me, you kind of probably think somewhat like me, but not as demented. What do you guys think about the scene changing like it has? I think it's gotten worse. And I know people try to reminisce about the good old days. And now I know why everybody says, well, everything's changed now. Maybe I wasn't awake to see it because I hang around different kind of people. But it really has changed. It's no wonder people like Ryan Urlacher, who's a damn cop, bikers flock to. The line is gone. It really is. The line is gone. We used to never cross the line with cops.
Mm-mm. Now they're just, you know, there.
Now people actually go to them. They'll ride with them. They'll freaking support their bullshit. You had a so-called 1% club that's running around acting like they know what they're doing and shit. Started out with cops and correctional officers and rockets. Then a couple, what was it, a decade later, they decide, no, we want to go 1%. Just like that. They had fucking cops in their club. I would call that Iron Order. But no, now they're a 1% club. We got to throw the one around. Who the fuck are you kidding?
So
hardcore white boys, man. And they couldn't take that. It bent their pecker, man. I was like, man, do I got a lot to talk about today. Go ahead. Let's go into the room.
Noel D. So, no more Peckerwood gear, Hollywood?
Shit. I fly my shit proud, man. You know what? I try to judge people on who they are, not by what race and bullshit like that. But at the same time, I'm a proud white boy, man. I'm a proud Peckerwood, and you'll never, ever change that shit. If you can run around throwing that black pride bullshit, you to throw around other racial pride bullshit, you're goddamn right I'm throwing white pride, man, because that's who I am as a person.
Geo says, fuck that, I'm too old to change my ways.
You're damn right, Geo. It seems like anybody that's 35 and younger, what the fuck happened to you people? Who taught you anything in this scene? Now I know why when I put a picture of a broad up on, say, Facebook, you got guys coming up, well, I got my honey, I don't need another one. Dude, what the hell's wrong with you? If I have three broads out there ready to suck on the schlong, their asses are on their knees. It ain't I'm worried about somebody at home. Are you shitting me? No, drop on your knees. I'll drop a load for each one of you. What else we got?
You got Jeremiah. How can a cop club go 1% and wait? Geo responded to that. None of these clubs ask permission.
None of them go by the old protocol stuff. And the ones that do, it's like freaky seeing the stuff that you don't recognize anymore. And it is true, you know, because when I did that video yesterday, people are saying, cop club this, how do they do that? There is actually a club. There's a fucking creator out there that throws around 1%er, and the motherfucker comes from a freaking cop club. It started with a bunch of cops.
So cops. Sad. So sad.
Now tell me this. If you're a 1%er and you go to a rally, why would you hide your vest? But then comes out and says, well, nobody was. Bullshit, I know that rally. The main is down there 1,000 thick. You just didn't want to get your ass whooped.
I remember that. Never mind. I remember that scenario.
And see, people are ignorant on YouTube. They're ignorant all over the place. Most of the ones don't even know the club scene. That's why they're watching these protocol videos. And they don't know what's bullshit and what's not. I'm hyped today, man. White pride, you're offended by that? Go fuck off, man. So when you got the dudes running around with the black pride shit, that's all right. No, it is not all right for me. And you know what? We got a lot of weak-ass white boys, I can tell you that. It's no wonder when a white boy goes to the joint, they lay down. Sad state of affairs, man.
God, for real.
How do you feel as a woman? Women usually look at, well, especially your age. You're still dumbfounded by the way these guys act.
Yeah, like 100% down, dumb. Oh my God, I can't even speak. Yeah, I'm kind of in shock and awe. They act stupid. It's like they can't back their shit.
What's worse is there's a million different clubs.
There's so many now, you can't even keep track. We go out on a ride, right? The other day, we went out on a ride, all right? And I go, this guy on a bike, you know, biker, was turning, and I go, what the hell patch was that? And you're like, I don't fucking know. And I'm like, what was that?
Mm.
But it's like every time you turn around, there's like another patch.
Well, you know what? I ride with the specific people, but I'm not like these people on the internet that flaunts who I ride with.
Exactly.
Nobody knows who I ride with.
But it was just like this guy by himself, and he's wearing this patch, and it wasn't, you know, the all. I mean, I could see it if it was just like Harley Davidson kind of thing or whatever, but that's not what it was. It had rockers.
They even wear Harley Davidson patches as three-piece patches now.
Yeah, we seen that one day.
It's like, what the fuck is happening?
But I'm just like, every time you turn around, there's just something. I'm like, what the hell is that? Like, there were patches one time when I'm like, asking you, we're out at a thing, and I'm like, what is that one? What is that one? I'm like, I ain't seen
it. They wearing rainbow patches now. Seriously.
Yeah, I'm just like in shock.
You know, I've
never seen so many different patches since the 90s.
The 90s, you never had. You had specific clubs, that was it.
Exactly. And now it's just like you get so confused that I actually have to come home and like Google these clubs because I'm like, who the hell are they? When did they? Oh, they just started in 2014.
You know, I get that things that happened in the past can't happen now because of technology. You don't want to freaking put somebody in a position where they're going to go to jail because of taking somebody's patches like we used to do. I get it. But why not at least go up to them and bring them into the fucking fold, man? There is complete lack of respect for the traditions, for the protocols of the club scene. And now I know why. I've been doing this for a couple years now, the podcasting, and before that, 2011 with the Biker News. Been doing it a long time. And I finally woke up and realized what the hell is going on, truly. I finally realized insanity is what has happened. Insanity when you're sitting there supporting a bunch of cops that could care less. Now, they haven't changed a bit. They'll never change. They'll still go after bikers and profiling. They'll still go after you even if you're wearing a hog or a bay patch, but people are too damn ignorant to know other damn wise.
Grandpa Slayer says, fuck. Wait till you see what shit looks like in 20 years from now.
I'll be out and retired by then. Screw that, man. But now I know why people send all the hate mail in that I get.
It's because they don't understand that, John, that back.
They don't understand the bluntness.
No, because now they're not. Oh, come on. I watched a girl at the gas station with her man. They're all in their biker gear. You know, there were no patches or any of that. Uh-huh. But he said something because I was outside changing garbage, you know. So I'm just, you know me. I got to listen in on people talking.
Right.
I got to hear. I eavesdrop. I don't care.
That's what Ann does. I mean, China does.
That's what I do. I don't care. I listen in. He said something to her, and she looks, and she goes, "Who the fuck you think I am? Who the fuck you think you are?" And he goes, "We're sorry." And I'm like, damn, just slap him in the head. What the hell? What did I just see?
That happened.
Yeah, I'm like, what did I just see? Because he said it was something about for her to go in and pay for the gas for his bike. And she's like, who the hell you think I am? Who the hell you think you are? This is your bike. You pay for your own gas. And he's
and
just
I
like,
would have said, bitch, get off that fucking bike or you walking the fuck home.
And she just stood there and she's just like giving him this fucking like, kind of shit, like shaking her head at him, and I'm like, this is gonna be like a bitch versus dude fight. I want to stand here and watch.
Or bitch versus bitch.
But I'm just like, what the fuck just happened? And he's like, okay, I'll go pay.
Okay.
I'm like, what the? Wow. I'm like, no.
But that's what something I would have said. I'd have said, bitch, get off this fucking bike,
and
or you're walking
like,
the fuck home.
Jesus Christ, the most I do is look at you and go, which card?
Yeah, because you know.
I'm like, do you need anything else? I know. I mean, I'm just used to the fact that I'm the one that goes in the gas station. That's how it's always been.
Right.
You know, or you'll be like, you'll tell me right when we pull up, I got this. And it's like, okay, I'll just wait here. You know, it's like we already have the communication that, and from, you know, back in the early 90s all the way up until now, it's always been, I'm always the one, I know I'm going in to pay, which is good, because I either have to, well, I don't like peeing in public bathrooms, but if I do, you know, I gotta go. And I like picking out, like, snacks and stuff to bring on the ride.
Right. You pack the bags.
I pack up the bags, so it's like I'm grabbing all kinds of stuff while I'm in there. Get you a tea, get you a water, get me something, get cigarettes, get this, get that. You know, I sneak my crackers in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I already know. Why? And it's like,
Did you even say anything to him?
I'm like, I honestly didn't, because I was I actually right in front of them. I was like probably about 10 feet away. I busted out fucking laughing. I couldn't stop myself. But it's like, I'm like, damn. And if I was going to say something, I would have said something to both of them. I would have been like, girl, you need to go get your shit in there and get done. And then look at him and be like, bitch. But I'm just like, I seriously swear to God was just laughing and like kind of right in front of their faces, because I'm just like, did that just happen?
Right.
Oh my God, what the hell's going on? It's like, I don't know. Everybody we used to hang around with in the 90s, guys, we'd pull up 8, 10, 12 people at a pump. All the women headed towards the gas station. It was just like,
now I know why even guys are calling me a chauvinistic pig.
But it's not. It's just how it was. And when you're used to that, you just continue doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. You go in the gas station, too. It's not like you're stupid and you don't do it.
Right.
Or you make me go in the gas station to pay for the gas and stuff, because I'm using his card to pay, so I don't care.
Right.
But it's like, it's just how it was.
Well,
why would you stand at the gas pump around 20 other people outside and let your woman make you look like a fool yelling at you?
I can't even imagine the parties. What are you doing around? Sitting a bunch of fucking tea with your fucking thumb up or your pinky up now?
But I was just like, I just...
Do they even have strippers that are down there eating each other out, or is that not politically correct either now?
Oh, hell no. They ain't got none of that anymore, I bet you.
Don't you got strippers using the fucking power drill with the dildo at the end of it anymore? No, that's you're a chauvinist pig at that point.
Yeah, pretty much.
But they did. They got all butt fucked up over that white pride shit. I was like, dude, that's who I am, man. You got me fucked up.
I'm like, oh, I better go clear out 90% of your shit then if you can't wear that.
And I'm very open about who I am. I don't even hide it on the radio like all these other fuck nuts do. I'll never hide who I am.
And you know what? That's just it. Is people need to stop hiding who they are. Or pretending to be something they're not.
It's time to push back. You know, in the old neighborhood, it was Latino white. We were always fucking tight. We never crossed the Ike to the south or the west side. We stood with our own. And that was totally acceptable. But now it's not.
I don't know.
Pecker Woods and Latinos stood hand in arm in arm.
Mm-hmm.
We always have. So you can imagine my surprise when they were offended. I was like, what the fuck? I felt like I was in a twilight zone. And I could just imagine your face.
I would have been like, what did I just hear? Can we leave?
And that's just, that's what the way Denny was. Denny was on the air the other day, even though he was a little nervous, because there's so many people that listen on Extreme Voltage Radio worldwide. But at the same time, he looked at me, he's like, dude, what the fuck did we just walk into? We're going to go to our first music break, and we got another subject coming up with China Doll. I guess it's supposed to be very interesting. We'll be right back.
as long as you've got a radio.
You are never alone, and you never will be.
Quality rock.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
Okay, welcome back to the show. My first rant is done and over with, but at least I know why I've been getting emails about David Allen Cole and that Triple X stuff I've been playing. Yes, they cannot handle it. But you got a topic that you said, hey, shut up and just let me talk.
Yeah, I have.
What do you got going on?
I've actually got some questions, and I've got some things I want to talk about. My first question is to the guys. To all the guys, because I see we're overrun by guys this morning. If you're out and you're out in public with your girl, okay, another man walks by, says something about your girl, what do you do?
What do you mean, says something?
Well, it can go one of two ways. Number one, damn, she fine.
Yeah, and she sucks dick better.
Okay, so of course that would be your comments. Or, what the hell is he doing with her?
What do you mean? Because there's two ways you can say that. She's too hot and he's an ugly fuck. Or he's cool and...
He's cool and she's...
You knock the fuck out of him. You don't even hesitate. I know it's not PC, but you don't even hesitate. You put him on the ground. You defend your woman. It don't matter what they look like. A hole's a hole.
Now, if you are still out in public and you hear another guy making comments to a female, not yours, but another female, like, bitch, go get me a drink. Bitch, do this. Bitch, do that. You're so fucking lazy. You're so fat. You can't even get up off the stool to go get me a drink. Would you say something?
Well, it depends. If they're married, you don't get into marriage stuff.
Well, you're not going to know.
You're not going to know.
You're not going to know if they're married or not. Would you stick up for that girl?
It's none of my business.
So you wouldn't say anything?
No, I'm not there to be a protector. It's none of my business.
Interesting. Okay. Last scenario. Women, you're out in public by yourself. I don't know, let's say... at a bar with your friends or whatever, and you went to the, you know, bar, went up to the bar to get yourself a drink while your friends were waiting at the table. And, of course, some women get the, hey, baby, how you doing? Or you got the ones that look at you and go, damn, I bet when you sit on that stool goes right up your ass, fat. Oh, can't even see the stool.
Oh, your ass is so fat that you have to, when you have to make a trip, you have to make two.
Exactly, those kind of comments. What would the women do? Guess what? A lot of the women wouldn't do anything. They just put their head down and walk away.
See, I don't believe in getting to other people's business. Never have.
No?
Never have.
Never.
You know, when you're out by yourself at a bar or with friends and stuff, I always say if you have to make a phone call to me and I got to go up there, that's when I don't talk. I tear a bar up.
Well, let's flash back to when we were kids.
Okay.
These two sayings came to my mind yesterday. And this has a lot to do with what the all of us Vipers have been chatting out about that, you know... Y'all haven't been able to see most of it because we go in ladies only chat and talk about some of this stuff. Okay, this saying cracked me up when I actually remembered it last night. I was probably 7 the first time I ever said this to someone. And it would be, I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you. Does anybody remember that?
Am I in the fucking Twilight Zone again?
Do you remember that saying?
Yes, I remember that.
Okay, how about, do you remember the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, the reason why I'm bringing these up is because there's a lot of people, and I don't mean just women, but I mean men too, stand in front of your mirror one day and look at yourself. And I don't mean just... because you're brushing your teeth, or women because you're putting on your makeup, all right? stand in front of that mirror and look at yourself and go and just okay, like me. I'll look at myself in the mirror. Oh, shit. I gotta put more eye makeup on. My bags are terrible.
Not me. I stand in front of the mirror and says, God, you're a gorgeous motherfucker.
Well, you know.
That's what I do.
That is what you do. Okay, but have you...
Because you have to have pride in yourself no matter what you look like, what your body looks like. And let's take that a step further now.
And this is the point that I'm getting to, but you're not letting me finish.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second here. The day you were being rolled in for that bariatric surgery.
This is where I'm going with it.
I did not care one fucking bit what you look like. Again, a hole's a hole to me. I'll stick my pecker anywhere it can go.
Yeah, I've already figured that one out.
But I did not care that you were overweight. I didn't. I only cared about your safety. I didn't care what other people thought. And you got to admit, every day I would be saying, hey, send a pic over. Send a pic of this, you know, this beautiful woman. You can't say I didn't.
Oh, but there were times.
But I always was saying, yeah, between us, hey, you being a fuckhead to me, I'm going to push your buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're gorgeous. And you always have been, even when you were at a different weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it never mattered to me what a woman looks like. The only thing that ever mattered to me is how good she can suck and how good she can fuck. That's what my judgment was on.
But you got to take the woman's point of view on everything.
Okay, let's take the woman's.
The woman's point of view of everything. Okay, me, I'm not one that would stand naked anywhere. Then or now. I think a lot of people don't realize, which I think I have discussed in other shows, but, you know, with all the conversation us Vipers have been having, which we have posted a lot in general chat. Some of the guys have gotten in on the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, okay, look in the mirror and actually point out your flaws on yourself. But then, you know what? Throw them flaws away.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know what, I always say it's what's on the inside is what counts. It's not what's on the outside. When I was 330 pounds, now I'm down to about a buck 15, buck 20, okay? My personality is the same then as it is now. Okay, now I'm probably a little bit more blunt than I was back then. I'm a little bit more outspoken. And have more of a don't-give-a-fucks attitude.
That's because you're a conceited bitch.
I am. Yeah, a little bit. But behind all of that is me hiding. I'm like, hiding myself. Like, I have low self-esteem. I have very little self-confidence. I don't take compliments well. I actually go, oh, no, I'm not. You know, it's like, people
and then why you think I'm so protective of you?
But it's like people compliment, and like now I get compliments. Back then, never did. When I was doing hair, I was the fat, funny hairdresser. Nobody knew my name, but I was the fat, funny hairdresser. Well, now I'm the kind of skinny hairdresser.
Kind of? Your fucking ribs are... You need to have a sandwich.
I know, my ribs are kind of sticking out now. But I'm the, you know, I'm the same person, just in a
different...
But
you get a hit on every day.
But in a different body. But some people don't understand that there's many ways to go about things. Like now, my kids are like, hey, Mom, this week, you anorexic or bulimic?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of the hell I put my body through having that surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I didn't do that surgery for looks. I did that surgery because I was told medically... it should be done.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 1 to 2 year process before the surgery even occurred.
You know what? Men are pricks because they put their women through hell to make them look a certain way that they want instead of saying, you know what? They are what they are. As long as there's love behind it, as long as there's good blowjobs, they should, you know, forget about that stuff. You know, there was many a times... And you seen it happening in front of you where I had strippers all over me.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I would do is say, get the fuck away from me. Because they do it right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter what she looked like. What it mattered was she was still the same person that I met. Because I don't like fake people. I hate them.
Well, and the hardest thing now is because of the fact back in the 90s, we didn't have all the social media, right?
No, we didn't.
Just like kids, they get their bullying. And I'm not talking about bullying right now at this hot second, which, you know, the name calling and all that is a form of bullying. But, you know, social media, freaking Google, they talk about how the ideal woman is this skinny boot, you know, kind of large-breasted, big-bootied, voluptuous kind of woman, but thin.
And you know what's funny about you bring that up is I always tease her about her tits, but her tits are perfect for me. I think they're cute as fuck. I don't need a big-breast fucking woman. No, she has a handful, and I can play Radio Tokyo with them. So I'm happy, yo. I'm happy.
But it's like the hardest thing that there is, though, is, okay, like, yeah, I had the surgery. It was a drastic thing for me to do. Would I do it again? The answer to that is fuck no.
You would have done it the way I do stuff, working out.
People always ask me all the time, you know, would you recommend it to people? The answer to that is fuck no. Not the procedure I had. Which was the full-blown gastric bypass. Now, they've got other things out there right now, like the gastric sleeve. It seems a lot better than what I went through. But, like myself, I have a hard time looking in the mirror. Because why? Because a lot of times when I look in the mirror, I still see the big me. Okay? So, yeah, I walk around, like now, tank top, underwear. I got thick thighs. I got big hips.
No, you don't.
Shut up. I got thick thighs.
No, you don't.
I was in sports for so many years.
You are perfect.
But then it's like, okay, I had two children. Okay, I had the weight loss surgery. So I have the extra skin. I got luckier than some. And it's not because I was super lucky. It's because the first year was hell and I was super sick. And everybody was always afraid I was going to die. My body ate its own fat, except for some in the stomach area. So, China always keeps her stomach covered. Does not believe in bathing suits. So, nobody will ever see this one's stomach unless it's covered in a tight tank top. Because there's extra skin. So, when I look in the mirror, I look from the boobs up, which is usually what all y'all see. I don't go further down unless I'm doing a TikTok, but then you'll notice in all those, tight tank top. Because why? I'm self-conscious. I don't want anybody to see it. To me, it's gross. Hollywood says other, but to me, it's gross. But there's a lot of women out there that can look at themselves, and men too. It's not just women. Men too. Y'all got dad bods. We know. Y'all got dad bods. Me personally, I don't care.
And what is it lately? You know what? Now you're making me feel self-conscious.
I'm not trying to make anyone feel self-conscious. I'm just trying to let people
know, guys,
everyone feels this way in one way, shape, or form. And
well, you're making me feel self-conscious because I've been going to the gym again because the knee's healing. And I powerlift. I love powerlifting. But you're saying you're getting too big in the arms. You're getting too big in the chest.
Yeah. I always tell you you're getting too big in the arms and chest. I mean, okay, when y'all meet him, he has got I tell him he's got bird legs. Because his legs have always been slender, like muscular. And it's like he gets all, when he does his weights, he gets the huge broad shoulders, and he's still got the dad bod belly.
That's because I got to eat a lot of calories to make sure I can power lift.
Right.
I have to eat at least 7,000 to 10,000 calories a day so I can lift.
But I'm just saying, I always worry because usually you start end up having issues when your shoulders get way too big. And then I'm guilty of this. Sometimes when Hollywood is walking, because his shoulders and his arms are big, he walks with his arms out. Like you see.
Because I got a V-shaped back.
Like he swells up. And I'm just like, I always walk behind him and like imitate how he's walking.
Yeah, but I ain't doing it on purpose.
He's not doing it on purpose because I'll be like, dude, put your arms down. He's like, they are down. And I'm like, okay.
I always love powerlifting.
But it's like, I think it's, I always tease him about it. But hey, it's, you know, fair in love and war. He's always teasing me. But I'm just, you know.
Yeah, I'm proud of my 60-inch chest.
I mean, my whole thing with all of this is, you know, the hardest thing for women, which has been the hardest thing for me, has been, you know, learning to love yourself and learning to accept who you are on the inside and the outside. Like me, 330 pounds to 120 pounds. Inside, I'm the same person. I'm a little bit more bitchy.
Well, I think it's up to the men.
But it's not just up to the men. It is
no,
up to,
it's up to the men to defend their girls well, and yeah. Don't let that shit happen with people. You know how overprotective I am of you.
Yeah, but I mean, there's times when we're out by ourselves, and it's like, if I'm out by myself now, being the size that I am, and people make comments, I talk back. When I was the bigger girl, and people made comments, I basically would put my head down in shame and walk away. And keep everything inside. And the worst thing you can do is keep all those emotions and feelings inside, because all that's going to end up doing is you're going to end up hurting yourself.
You're going to go into depression and everything else.
And it's like, you know, Gio, wow, 330 to 120. Yeah, Gio has been a tough road, and I fight it every day, let me tell you. I go days sometimes I don't eat anything. Then there's the next day when I'm eating too much and I'm throwing up because I ate too much. You know, it's like, so definitely my kids, oh, what are you today, bulimic or anorexic? Well, I kind of fit both genres because of the surgery, and I hate it. Mm-hmm. But I just eat like a bird now. But it's like, it's been challenging, and this was back in 2010, and it's, you know, look what year it is now, people, and I'm still fighting this because more medical issues came up ever since I did the surgery. So no, I'm not a big fan of this freaking surgery. But it's like, me personally, I just want everybody to keep their, you know, do it one time, stand in front of a freaking mirror butt ass naked and look at yourself. And don't, you know, like Hollywood, oh, I'm hot.
Dude, I got a big pecker.
but it's like, concentrate, look at your flaws and see, you know, look at yourself and be like, you know what, fuck it. I don't care. If you don't care, and you got to learn to deal with what you look like, and then who gives a fuck what other people say? If somebody tells you you're fucking ugly, then tell them to go fuck themselves. They tell you that you're fat, tell them to go fuck themselves.
Go look in the mirror.
Or
that's what you tell them.
Be like one of my favorite comments when I was big was they'd tell me, wow, you're fat, and be like, yeah, you're ugly. I could fix my problem, can you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, I personally, I have my hardest time is I do care what everybody else thinks, which I shouldn't. I'm working on that because, you know, I really should not give a fuck what other people say about me, and neither should anybody else what they should say about them. You should just be who you are and like what you are. Yeah, there's things people can do. You can eat better. You can exercise. Go for a walk. Nothing wrong with you and your significant other going for a nice walk. Go on a hike through the woods. We do it. We bring our dog. We bring our son. You know, it's like, do things together. Do things by yourself, but you gotta back each other. Like in here, all the women, yeah, we may be a bunch of frickin' vipers.
Oh, I love my vipers. I play.
But you know what? We all have amazing conversations. I don't know how many times I've said that everybody in this Discord app I consider part of a family. I consider this server, everybody a family. Okay, so it's like, we should all be able to feel free to say what we want, do what we want, be who we are. Yeah, we all rip on each other. The vipers attack the guys attack the vipers, but it's fun.
Yeah, it's supposed to be done, and the minute it doesn't look like it's fun or somebody's taking it too far, that's when it ends right there.
And that's usually when, you know, sometimes if you guys see stuff that's posted and all of a sudden it's not posted, that's because China went in and started deleting shit because it shouldn't have been.
It crosses a line.
There's things that shouldn't be posted, and if I don't agree with it, do I ask Hollywood? No, I just delete it. But it's, you know, we are all here because we're all like-minded individuals. We all like the bikes. We all like this. You know, like, all you guys, we all know you like your bikes first. Your bikes come first.
No, that's not necessarily true.
I'm not done. But we all know that your bike is equally as important as your woman.
Well, yeah, you know. That's why I like this Rumble in the Woods thing. First, we're going to have it here. Next year, we're going to have it in Tampa Bay. And then a year after that, we might go to Ohio. It's having fun with everybody. And I have to say, and I have to pat myself on the back, and I, you know, I'm trying not to be conceited here, but most creators won't even acknowledge their audience. They won't write them back. Every comment I get, I try to hit. If it's just a rock on or something like that, most creators won't go on their Discord servers to talk to anybody. You know, we do our members-only deal on Discord. I like talking to everybody. I like, you know, making everybody feel like they're a part of something. You know, you might not agree with me, which if you do agree with me all the time, something's wrong with you because I'm a fucked up individual. To be yourself and everybody to have fun. Yeah, I bang on women all the time, but I'm also cool. You know, I'm also always there if you need me or something like that. It's not banging on women as much as I'm kind of disappointed in the man species. Men are just not what they used to be. And that it's not only the biker scene, but it's this whole country is going to hell because a man won't be a man anymore.
Well, I think, you know, like you always tell everybody, I'm addicted to Discord. Yeah, I am addicted to Discord. I ain't gonna lie. My favorite thing, like, okay, I don't know if anybody noticed, but at like 2-something this morning, I was on Discord and I made a comment. I just came in to check and see if anybody was in here, and then I started talking to myself. No, I guess nobody's in here. I guess I'll just go look up topics for the show. Bye. You know, I was like, I'm being all stupid. But it's like, most of the time there's somebody there. And I guess I missed Flossie. She came on at about 3:50 in the morning.
Right.
But, you know, my thing is, if I'm having a bad day, you know, you're not here, you know, Hollywood, if you're not home, I think the best thing is, you know, you can jump in here and all of a sudden, you know, your bad day went to a good day because you're talking to everybody in here. You're having a good time. You know, people complimenting, people teasing each other. I mean, to me, this is like the best thing ever, and I'm shocked we've never had this before. But it's just,
I think the whole point of this is be proud who you are and screw the hell out of everybody else.
But it's just, you know, yeah, but it, you know, and but women, I know we all need to work on stuff. Guys, y'all need to work on stuff too, but you got to love you first before you can love anyone else. So you got to work on loving yourself and everything else would fall into place.
Perfectly way to end the show. Good topic, China Doll. Good topic. I'll be on live on YouTube at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we're going to have fun over there. Too bad China Doll's going to be at work, but it is what it is. So we're going to have, what, members only when? I'll have to come up with a schedule on that one since it's riding time and all that stuff. We have to get together. We got to get votes, man. That's what I'll start doing is votes. That way I know when people are going to be on. So with that, guys, you can hear the replay of the show over on the podcasting platforms. I'll talk to you then. You guys have a good one.
Bye, everybody.